Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, sometimes when you're doing something and you can't see so well, it's helpful to have some sighted assistance or someone with some working eyeballs who can help you out. This week we'll be talking about a free app that lets you do just that.
We'll speak with Hans-Jürgen Weiberg, the founder of Be My Eyes, the app that Pete was talking about, and we will talk to him about the inspiration behind creating this free service and how it works to help people doing a wide variety of everyday tasks. But first, for our tip of the week. This week, we have two tips. They both come from Hans.
My tip of the week or the life is that you need to be absolutely good at using your cane, and you have to learn your braille and so on, because your cane will never run out of electricity, and it doesn't need a connection and so on. And that is the most important thing. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but it is far more important than than using Be My Eyes or any other app for that matter. So learn your basic blind skills. That is absolutely the tip of the week.
Much as we make use of and enjoy our up-to-date technologies that assist us in everyday life, we can sometimes become a little bit too over-dependent on them. So that's a really good tip.
We've been in unusual places when the power went out, and because Pete was there and had his cane and had his blind skills, he was able to lead the rest of the family around to safety. As our conversation progressed, Hans had other good advice that we wanted to share.
So one thing I think is really impressive about the Be My Eyes app and service is the fact that, you know, you really started out not as an entrepreneur, not as anybody with any technical background, but somehow you gathered these people and the idea together to put this all together. And that's really kind of neat.
Yeah. You see, I'm really a straightforward, normal person, and I have been invited to talk at the universities and so on, and I always kind of make a point out of that. If a 53-year-old blind, non-tech guy from the southern part of Denmark can make a worldwide community that's helping people in 80 different languages, then you can do something that is even more fantastic. But it's also, as people say these days, it's a game you can play today. Airbnb was started by three really young guys who didn't have a place to sleep. And now they have interrupted the whole hotel business in every country in the whole world. And they basically just have a few servers in San Francisco. But you basically just need a few guys in a basement and a server, and then you can make something that is connecting people all over the world.
So sometimes all you need is the seed of an idea and a lot of motivation, and you can get things done.
A few skills are also helpful, and he managed to round up people with all of the necessary skills, as you will hear later. Let's start by meeting our guest and learning about some of his other activities besides leading the Be My Eyes team.
My name is Hans-Jürgen Weiberg. I am from Denmark and 53 years old now.
Many of our listeners have visual impairments. Do you?
Yes, I do. I have retinitis pigmentosa, also called tunnel vision. As it is right now, I have about 5-degree vision left, so it's a very narrow area where I can see. So.
We're doing this interview over Skype. I can see you're wearing eyeglasses. I assume that helps with your acuity within that narrow range?
It does, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And turning more than 50, I need a little reading area in the bottom of my glasses. So.
Don't we all?
Now, you are the founder of Be My Eyes, which we'll talk about a little bit later, but that isn't your main profession. That isn't how you got started, is it?
No, it's kind of a long way, but I started out as my intention was to become a farmer. But then in the age of 25, I developed this eye disease. And I changed routes, so to speak, and started to go to school again and so on and doing some other stuff. And I ended up working for the Danish Blind Association as consultants, visiting blind people in their home and telling them about new devices and how to be educated and so on. I should say that beside that, I work together with my wife. She is an upholsterer, and I work together with her in her business, beside doing my job for Be My Eyes.
And I understand you are quite an activist. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your other activist activities in the field of blindness?
Well, I have been very, very active in the Danish Blind Association, a member of the national leading board, and chairman for our financial committee, and so on. So in that sense, I've been super active on the more political side of blindness and fighting those fights that we are fighting in Denmark and pretty much all over the world. It's super important. And also here in Denmark, we have to fight those fights.
I guess we have to fight those fights all over the world. It's good we have advocates all over the world also.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is the smartphone app Be My Eyes.
So anyway, I thought we could start out by talking a little bit about what Be My Eyes is and how it got started, and then we can get into the details later on about how it works. So why don't you give us an overview of what Be My Eyes is for people who aren't familiar with it?
Be My Eyes is an app for your smartphone. And what it does is if you are a blind person and you're standing in your kitchen and you have those two cans in your hand and you don't know what is what, then you can tap one button on your smartphone, and then the Be My Eyes app will make a live video connection to a volunteer who will then receive a video stream and can see what you are pointing your phone at. And then you can have a conversation about it. And the volunteer will say, please move the phone a little bit to the right and turn the can a little bit and maybe turn on the light in your apartment or something like that. And then, you can solve a problem in that way. So that's kind of the basic idea about what it is.
And I gather it runs on Android or iPhone.
Thank you for asking. And yes, we are on iPhone and on Android.
Now, as you indicated, you developed some vision problems at the age of 25, so you're sensitive to these issues. But what was the motivation for this app? How did it all get started?
Well, in my work with the other blind people and visually impaired people, I saw a lot of the issues that is about being a blind or visually impaired. And then getting myself an iPhone, and I was blown away by what you could do. Now you can make Skype calls and FaceTime calls, and so from your pocket, so to speak. So I knew it was possible to do it. I had no clue how to do it, but I knew that it was possible to make such an app. And I met a lot of people who were complaining about that they had to wait until someone came around before they could determine what mail was. And also starting the washing machine, they had to wait till someone came around to kind of learn how to do it and make sure that they were doing it in the right way. And I was thinking that we need to get those small tasks out of the way while we are at them, and it was possible to do it.
That can be frustrating if you're waiting around for sighted assistance and it isn't readily available.
Absolutely, and it's the same in Denmark as anywhere else. That a lot of blind people are living alone, just like everybody else. But if you are living alone, then you have to wait, or you have to knock on the neighbor's door, and you can do that to some extent, but you don't want to do it three times a day. So we all have this. You have to be polite, but you also need, and sometimes you really need only for 20 seconds. And if you ask your neighbor over, you kind of have to give him a cup of coffee and all that. But that's kind of too much for just checking if it is tomato or coconut milk in the can. And then, you kind of give up on it and so on.
Yeah, I've been in that situation before, trying to figure out which is the white flour and which is the wheat flour. And, to go over to a neighbor's, it's just a lot of overhead to kind of make that decision. And I've used Skype to help me out with that before.
Yeah, exactly. And then you kind of take the chance or whatever. But it's such a small thing, and it's so easy to do. And we can see that I think 90% of the calls in Be My Eyes, they are less than 2 minutes. And a lot of them are like 40 seconds. It just, is my oven on 300 degrees? Yes, it is. Thank you. And then that's it. And then what you may be kind of knew, but now you are certain that you had done the right. So,
I think you've done a really good job of explaining the problem, and most of our listeners have probably run into this problem themselves. How does Be My Eyes work to solve this problem? What does the blind person do in order to get one of these answers?
Yeah, it's we have tried to make it as simple as possible, and basically there's only one button, and when you hit that button, you will request help, and when you hit the button, you will send a signal to our server, and our server will pick a number of volunteers pretty much in the same time zone and speaking the same language. And then they will get a notification, and the first one who answers will kind of get the call. And then, just like if you're using FaceTime, it takes a few seconds to kind of establish the connection. And when that is done, the volunteer will most likely say, hello, how can I help you? And then you point the phone at something and you say, thank you. And then that's it.
So you essentially have this audio video feedback with a sighted person somewhere that's willing to help you and can see what's going on. And you get the information you need pretty quickly.
Absolutely. I'm proud to say that I think the average answering time is around 10 seconds in English. We have some smaller languages, of course, where it might take a little longer. But in average, we have 10 seconds answering time. So I'm pretty proud of that. So
you mentioned that somebody will answer who speaks your preferred language. How many languages do you think you have covered?
We have around 80 different languages.
So you basically have an option when you sign up as a user of Be My Eyes to indicate what language or languages you prefer?
Yeah. We try to have people indicate what their native language is. And then if they have a second language, if they are able to help in another language or to receive assistance in another language, you can add as many languages as you want. But we try to have people provide the assistance in their native language.
Well, even people who are native English speakers, American usage and British usage and Australian usage can be very different.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm curious how you managed to pull this all together. You didn't come from a technical background, and this seems like it requires a lot of technical expertise and a lot of work and resources to put it together. Can you give us an idea of how this all came together?
Well, when I came up with the idea, I had no clue how to do it. And so I went to a startup weekend and I presented the idea. And then I was lucky to have seven other people who thought that was a great idea and they wanted to kind of join in. And we developed kind of the outlines, how it should be done. And then we start sending applications for some of the biggest foundations here in Denmark. And after almost a year, we got approximately $300,000. And you can say that was kind of day one in our business, because then we could start hiring coders who knew what they were talking about, and start making prototypes and testing and prototyping and testing and prototyping and testing and involving more and more of my blind friends here in Denmark. So we have had quite a lot of blind people testing it.
And you have quite a user base now, and also a vast number of volunteers. Can you talk a little about that?
Yes, and that's kind of a funny story, because in the beginning we thought it would be kind of difficult to get volunteers, but it turned out that people are absolutely crazy about volunteering and so on. So as it is now, we have 37,000 blind people signed up, and we have 540,000 volunteers across the world, and in, as I mentioned, 80 different languages. So we are totally blown away by the interest and how many good people is out there. And those people have gone into the App Store and searched for Be My Eyes and opened the app and signed in and so on. So it's not just downloads. It's those who have actively signed in to be volunteers. So, and I'm pretty amazed by those numbers.
But, you know, having that kind of ratio between volunteers and blind people, and depending on the language, you probably have 10, 20, 30 sighted volunteers for each blind person. Mm. That avoids completely that problem of the individual blind person needing to tap on the same neighbor's door over and over and over.
You will be more than lucky to get the same volunteer twice. So. And that is, of course, a good thing, but it has also turned out to be kind of a little problem for us, because people get disappointed that some expect to have like a call a day or something, and it might take a month or two before they even get a call. So it's also about explaining that people have to be patient and not expect that they get calls every day. So,
my understanding is that this is a free service to the blind person. How is this all funded? It sounds like it requires a lot of, you know, hardware resources, internet resources.
Yes, it does. In the beginning, we were a nonprofit, and the first $300,000, as I mentioned, we got as a nonprofit. And then when sooner than we thought they were spent, and we had to raise additional money, and we tried to do that as a nonprofit, but we did find that to be possible, but we could also see it will be super hard to do it in the long run. So we flipped the company to a for-profit company, and we got some investors, mainly in the Silicon Valley area. And right now we are working on a side product that I cannot tell too much about it, but that we hopefully will be able to make some money on that. We have decided that if it is at all possible, Be My Eyes as it is going to be free also in the future. And if I can say a little bit about that, the reason why I like that so much is that 90% of the blind people in this world, they live in places like Africa and India and China, and as a low income settings. And we want to help people all over the world. And with all the language that we have, we can do it. And a blind person in parts of Africa might get a smartphone, but you cannot charge them $10 a month or something like that. So we have decided that if it is possible, we want to be able to help blind persons all over the world. And then we will find another way to make the money.
And I guess this is becoming more and more of a common model, where companies will give away some of their services, but then also have some paid services or some other products that actually fund the entire business.
Yeah, exactly.
You said you'd have all of these volunteers sign up and all of these blind users sign up. Do you have a mechanism where they can rate each other, kind of like Uber and Lyft drivers do, so that future users and volunteers get a feel for how good of a job this person did or how easy they were to interact with?
In our coming updates, we will slowly implement some rating. You see, when I came up with this idea in 2012, nobody was rating each other. But these days, and it sounds like it's many years ago, but it's not. But there has been a tremendous development in rating. And now when you drive with Uber or anything, you rate the driver and the driver rates you and so on. So it's pretty common. And we will also kind of go into that.
I'm curious. Be My Eyes is a great idea, using common technology to solve a real problem. And therefore, you're not the only one who came up with that kind of idea. There have been other apps out there that have been attempting to do essentially the same thing. But Be My Eyes seems to be really taking off. What do you think is different about Be My Eyes that's made it become so successful?
Well, I think the fact that it is a free app does mean something. But I think maybe the most important driver in our success is that we involve volunteers. And it is a concept that is pretty easy to understand. And now that you have this too expensive phone in your pocket, now you can finally use it for something useful, and you don't have to sign up to be available every Monday between 6 and 7, or I think whenever you are available and you get a notification, you can just answer, or you can not answer if you are busy, then someone else will pick up the call. So it's a super convenient way to do this. And sometimes I'm in real doubt, who am I helping the most? Because we get some wonderful email from our volunteers that now they have been able to tell someone that his two socks were the same. And it's a really small thing, but people get super excited about this small thing. And it was so easy, and the way that they could do it, lying on their couch at home. So it's... yeah, I think that's part of it.
Well, it sounds like a great service that can be very useful to many people around the world.
We try to, yeah.
Usually, Pete just waits for me to walk in the room or makes that happen. But, you know, maybe he'll try out Be My Eyes when I'm not available.
Be welcome to.
So you were talking about all of these volunteers, and there's over 500,000 of them. Given that all the information is provided by volunteers, how well do you think Be My Eyes is actually working in practice?
What I like very much is that, because you can say it is also volunteers who are not trained that are doing the work, but I'm so happy that the blind persons who are using Be My Eyes, they know exactly what they are doing. They just need a pair of eyes. I have this wonderful example of a young guy who is doing something with his computer, and he's using Be My Eyes because the screen reader stops talking. And then he gets this lady, and she has no clue about computers, but she is doing a perfect job of telling him, oh, now something prompt up on the screen, and it says, and because he knows exactly what he's doing, she's doing a great job. So in that sense, you don't need to be a trained person. Of course, there's limits to what you can do. You should never cross the street or something like that would Be My Eyes, and you cannot have your credit card read to you or something like that. It's kind of like meeting a stranger in the street. A lot of things you can kind of ask, but there's also limits to where you should ask a friend or a family member or something like that.
Now for this week's final item, how to learn more about Be My Eyes and how to both obtain and sign up to use the app.
So if people want to sign up for Be My Eyes, what do they need to do?
Well, they need to go into the place where they download the apps and then just search for Be My Eyes. And when they have downloaded the app, they just sign in, and it's a super easy sign in where you put in your name and email address, and then you will receive a verification email, and then you're good to go.
Sounds simple. And then they just hit that one button to get assistance when they want it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And they can use it as much as they want because, yeah, we have so many volunteers. And basically, they are making a volunteer very happy every time they make a call. So don't hesitate in any way to make calls.
You've described how to get it onto your smartphone. If somebody doesn't have a smartphone but does have a computer with a webcam, is there a way they can use that on a computer?
No. There's not. Our new service will also be available on computers, but that will be sometime in the future. But we will make something that's available on PC and Mac as well.
Well, we'll have to stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone wants to sign up as a volunteer, how can they do that?
Same way. The same app. First time you open the app, you will be asked if you are a blind or visually impaired person or you are a volunteer. And then you just choose your role and then you sign in. So it's the same sign up process for everybody.
You really did make this simple. That's very nice.
We try to.
If somebody wants to ask you a question or contact the people at Be My Eyes, is there an email address or a contact us form or something?
Oh, yeah. If you go into our website, you can find my address and the CEO and some of the other staff. And I can always be reached at hans@bemyeyes.com. And also on Twitter and Facebook, I'm available there for anyone.
And is there a website where people can find out more information or connect with other users?
Oh, yeah. Of course, we have our website. That is just bemyeyes.com. And on Twitter, we are also Be My Eyes. And on Facebook, you can follow us as well, also Be My Eyes. So it's pretty straightforward.
And you have a YouTube channel as well?
We have a YouTube channel as well. To be honest, I cannot give you the address, but it's something with Be My Eyes. We'll put it in the show notes.
Okay, great.
And if you're looking for those show notes, they contain all the contact information and other useful information you've heard about in the show. Just go to www.eyesonsuccess.net and look for the show notes associated with this episode. Also, although he didn't mention it, there is also a TED Talk that you'll find in the show notes that he gave about the Be My Eyes app.
That's it for show number 1745. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about travel eyes. If you are blind and like to travel, wouldn't it be nice if you could have a sighted guide to accompany you on your adventures? Travel Eyes offers just such a service by pairing blind travelers with sighted guides. We'll speak with Dan Raymond, Communications and Media Assistant at Travel Eyes, about the service and how it works. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-210-8094.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. Browse the full archive of programs, find instructions for subscribing to the podcasts, and much more at www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also find us on iTunes, follow us on Facebook and on audioboom.com, at Eyes on Success, or Twitter @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success and have a nice day.